Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, everybody, to another live stream today. Boy, we're going to have a pretty good one tonight. This is a call-in show, so for those people who are looking for a panel, you will not get it tonight, all right? Because I can't be dealing with these niggas like I was dealing with them yesterday, all right? But today is a show that you can participate in, and if you call in 646-668-2519, this is a show for you, the subscribers, every person that calls into the number I will take, and we will talk to you until I get tired. All right, and thank you guys for your patience. Come on in and like the video. Let me kind of go into a recap of yesterday's show. Shout out to Evian Cole. He was the lead off yesterday, and the name of the show was Can You Be a Christian and Be Woke? Can you be a Christian or be pro-black? That's what woke means, understanding the community, understanding that you're down for the struggle and all of this. Now, obviously, during that episode, we had some polarizing people on there. There was Anthony Brian Logan that came on. There was George Macon who was on for a minute. You know, we had Power Strategy Tony Mayfield on. We had a really good panel. Black Ram 313, shout out to him. He was on for a good long minute. And obviously Super Sly 75 AM 1. And Moses, Brother Moses was on. But as we know, towards the end of yesterday's conversation, it got a little rough between E.D. and the Super Sly. There was some tension between the two, you know, throughout the show, and I had to pull the show based off of it ended that bad, right? But nonetheless, shout out to both of those brothers. They definitely made it an interesting show, and that will be posted on Patreon this week. I got to get it edited and do some things. Me and Beam are going to hook it up for you guys. But I want to know, can you be a woke Christian? I talked to Simple to P last night after the show. It is his interpretation that being woke and being a Christian at the same time is not possible. You're not going to be able to do it. There were some people in the chat that felt that you could do it. Me personally, I'm not giving them here to give my opinion on whatever, because today is about you. But can you do it, right? Can you be woke and be a Christian? A lot of people feel like Christianity is brought by the white man, is brought to make blacks subservient, to make blacks docile, to be, you know, all of these other different things. So tonight I want to see what we have in the call queue about being a woke Christian. Now, obviously, there are some people who think that, you know, Christianity is fake. Jesus is fake. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. You know what I mean? So I'll take those calls for those people who are of the, you know, if you're a believer, if you're a non-believer, if you think Christianity is a joke, if you think it's bad for the community, I will take those calls tonight from you. Shout out to Wake the Hell Up with the Super Chat. So there is nothing. Now, keep it respectful. You don't call in, you know, talking hella shit, cursing or whatever. I got to kick you off. But I'm taking all callers tonight. All right? If you are a believer, if you're an unbeliever, and then tonight, I will patch you in to other callers. Meaning that if you call in and you disagree with other callers, you can talk to them. All right? So let me go ahead, for those people, 646-668-2519. That's the phone number, 646-668-2519. Can you guys hear me? I see 202 is on the line. I will take the first call, but I want to know if you guys can hear me. Can anybody hear me? Can everybody hear me? Press 1 if you can hear me. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me in the chat? All right. 1. Okay, you can hear me. Let's go to the first caller, all right, which is 202-415. You on the
Peace, brother.
What's going on, brother? What's going on?
I'm doing good, man. I've got to be completely honest with you. My argument on this topic has two sides to it. Number one, I've dealt with Dean on a professional level, and he let me down. I paid for one of his courses about 2 months ago, and it still doesn't exist. So I'm not going to sit back and call him a prosperity preacher or a hypocrite or somebody that doesn't know what he's talking about, but I know he does fall short when it comes to business. Now, when it comes to the talk of being a woke Christian, I'm sorry, go ahead, bro.
No, go ahead.
When it comes to the talk of being a woke Christian, it's got several layers to it. Number one, you don't understand Christianity unless you understand Hebrew. If you've never read the Bible in Hebrew, all you're doing is reading a translation. And we know what happens to translations, you know, especially when it comes to word of mouth. I can say one thing to you, and in 10 days, it'll be something different, let alone over the course of thousands of years.
Before we kind of get on this, for anybody else to call in, whatever situation that you have with, you know, D-Dean or whatever, that's not the topic of the show. The topic is, can you be a woke Christian? So, you know, whatever situations you have with anybody else, you know, that's not for you to bring on here. So I just want to let you know that, brother. You know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but, you know, if that's an issue that you have.
You know what? I'm not trying to be disrespectful either.
Yeah, but that,
you know,
yeah,
but
I understand that. But that don't have nothing to do with me, and I understand that, but, you know, this is, I don't want
it, it has nothing. It has nothing to do with you, but it has something to do with the brother's message. That's why I moved off of it quickly. You know, because credibility means something. It does, and we all know that. You have to have credibility. So I'm not here to try to get my, you know, $200-$300 back. That's nothing to me, honestly. I'm just letting you brothers know who you're dealing with. That's it. But when it comes to the topic of woke Christian,
go ahead.
Yeah, man, when it comes to the topic of woke Christian, you need to learn Hebrew, bro. If you haven't learned Hebrew and read the Bible in the subsequent scripts that are written in Hebrew, none of us know what we're talking about. And that's the bottom line. That's the ultimate bottom line. If you do not know Hebrew, you're not worthy of entering in this discussion. You're just not.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And that's something that Reggie White told us. You can pull up old clips of Reggie White where he learned Hebrew, bro. A big black Negro who we thought was that couldn't do nothing but knock people over. He was learning Hebrew, taught his sons Hebrew, and he was translating the Bible for us. You understand what I'm saying?
So the key is
knowledge. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So no, I just want to make sure. If a person, in order for them to really be a believer, you're going to need to know Hebrew because you're going to need to know the original text, what the word was actually saying, and not these different watered-down translated sources that could have been changed up, meaning and stuff like that, left out and all that. Is that what you mean?
Exactly, brother. Like, you can't know 1 + 1 = 2 if you don't understand what 1 and 1 is. It's really fundamental. We are relying on translations, and we all know that, especially here in this country, a lot was erased to make us docile and make us the children of this country. black people or African Americans or blacks, whatever we're going to call ourselves right now. I'm running with ADOS, but we are a creation. We're a creation. Everything was erased and then given to us, and we're still figuring it out. You understand what I'm saying? So
we need to understand
and be able to translate these original texts that we are basing our, for a lot of us, our entire existence off of. And to be honest with you, when you really understand the original text and you get into some of the translations, a lot of it is really not that bad. The translations were a tool to keep us in a position because they were so good. They ran into those texts and they were like, look, this shit is so good, we just need to make our own version of it. You understand what I'm saying? It was that good. That's what happened. That's why you have almost 1,000 translations of basically the same stories.
All right, okay. All right,
these are great stories, bro. Okay, I'll stay on.
Don't hang up. Yeah, stay on the line because tonight, everybody, the callers can hear me. It's only me on the line right now. Let me do this. Shout out to everybody that's in the chat. We got a call-in show for all of the people, right? Get the lights up on the video. Anybody that wants to call in tonight and state their case, and like this brother is doing, if you want to talk to people on the line, we do have Blog Talk Radio available. So please like the video. Do me a favor, brothers and sisters, but especially you brothers, like the video as you're coming in. Thank you, Brother Josh. Quick, I'm going to read that in a minute. All right. I appreciate all of my brothers out there. Like the video. Help me get to 160 likes as you're coming into the build and like the video for me. We're going to go to the next call. That's going to be 201. You're on the line right now with Oshay. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, brother? I didn't catch the other show about the other broadcast about the first part of it, so I'm not familiar with the whole woke Christianity thing. So I'll just comment on the Christianity part. I don't think Christianity is fake. I don't think it's fake. I think it serves its purpose that it was intended for, especially when it comes to black people. Whenever I talk to a Christian, they try to defend Christianity. They start to realize that non-believers know more about their religion than they do. You know, they've just been taught to kind of repeat stuff that they hear on Sunday morning. Like I asked a Christian, I was like, well, if you're so Christian, why do you go to church on Sunday instead of Saturday? Like they didn't even know that part of their history, you know, in terms of Christianity. You know, so it's a lot of stuff that they've been kind of fed and mistaught. And I think that kind of was its purpose. I don't understand why a Christian can't be woke. If you go back and look at Marcus Garvey didn't subscribe to any religion, and he was able to organize millions of black people. So I don't see why religion should get in the way of consciousness and community building if that's what their real goal is. You know, that's all I had to say.
Why do you think that religion does get in the way of building and stuff like that in consciousness in the United States?
Because Christianity, I'll speak about Christianity specifically, is inherently racist. And when I had a conversation with a Christian, I said, well, if Christianity is not racist, why is there such thing as a black church? It should just be church. There shouldn't be a black church. You know, and why do black people support the church and Christianity 10 times more than any other race or any other ethnic group? You know, so it there is some racism in that, and they don't even want to admit to that. It's been used to control people, especially black people. So I mean, it's one of the things that kind of divides those in the conscious community, because we've already gotten to a point where we're aware of what it was used for, and we don't support that. So it's like you know, and those others who are Christians, you know, like you know, like the brother who was on the show defending Christianity. That's what they raised in. You know what I'm saying? And I've heard him talk, and he does have some consciousness, and he's made some good points. But when it comes to his belief, he's not willing to sway away from that. You know what I mean?
Okay. Now you bring in some good points, brother. Stay on the line. That's a brother out of Jersey. I'm gonna get some brother's name and stuff like that. But guys, call into the show. 646-668-2519. You know what I mean? That's what all I ask is to like the video and the call. And shout out to Brother AM1, who was on the panel. And tonight, it's actually been a long time since I actually did a call-in show for people right after the Rumble. So tonight is just me on the show. Let me go ahead and go to area code 501. You're on the live with O'Shea. What's going on with you?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Devon Mitchell, man.
What's up, man? You give everybody your name, brother. I hope you ain't got, got no felonies or no pending charges, brother. What's going on? Talk to me.
Yeah, I was saying, man, I was going to say that I don't think it's possible for you to be broke and be a Christian, because you have to look at the whole concept of who God is. And in Christianity, okay, you're taught that God is a spirit, when God is actually a man. And there's all kind of examples in the Bible where people talk to God face to face in the book of Israel. There's examples referred to God in the Bible with the pronoun he, which means, if he was a spirit, we would refer to him as it. And then at the end of in the book of Revelations, it says the Son of Man will come. How can he have a son who is a man and not be a man himself? And see, when you look at that whole concept, when you look at, and I know some people may not agree with what I'm saying, but if you were taught that concept instead of being taught in the book of Habakkuk, in the book of Habakkuk in the Old Testament, it says, yeah, all God's children are the Most High. That means that everyone has an attribute of God, just like in the Bible it talks about the talents. We're given attributes. Like for you, for instance, brother, what you're doing with YouTube, I would call you, in a sense, a God in the YouTube sector, because you have cultivated the gifts and talents that God has given you, and you manifested that. You're not the God, but you are a God. Just like anybody who exhibits force and power and dominance in a particular field is a God. And then one more thing is the whole concept of heaven and hell, that you will, you know, they talk about heaven being a place that's up in the sky, and, you know, but when you die, you'll go to a mansion and you get their streets paved with gold. And I'm like, well, what does a spirit have use of physical things like a mansion? These are things that people have use of, houses. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's possible for a person, if they have that kind of belief, I don't think it's possible for them to be empowered.
You made a good point about the man and the spirit. I never thought about that. What did you catch that yourself? I mean, you're the first person that I first say this. When did you realize that?
I read that in a book called Missions to the Black Man by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, wrote over 40-some years ago. That's the first chapter, Who is God? And it talks about for millions or thousands of years, people have had their own concept of God. And then it talks about how God, at one point in time, he lived amongst the people. But he had, when the people understood who he was, he had to hide himself. Because just think of it. Think of it like this: if you were God and you had all that power and people knew of you, then you would have, and it would be people that would want to kill you. And then they talk about, in the book also, they talk about, like, in the book of Revelations, you have the, I forgot what they call them, Message of the Black Man, they're called scientists. It's 12 mage and 12 minor, and then one is God that sits at the head of them all. Each one of them specify in a certain field of study. But that's a Message to the Black Man. I read that, man, over 20 years ago, man. But, I mean, it's just, to me, it's just like your spirit is like the engine that drives a car. You can't ride your car without an engine. You know what I'm saying? And then if everybody is going to be judged in the end, how can man be judged by other than man? If he is spirit, we ain't going to be able to see him. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, those are some good points. What's your name, brother?
Devon Mitchell.
Devon. Okay. Thank you, Brother Devon. Let me go ahead and give him a hand clap there. You know, he's about to call in. Let's go to area code 317. He's been holding on the line. 317, you on the line with O'Shea.
Am I on? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I got you.
Okay. This is Antonio Burrell. You might have seen me pop up a couple times on
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All the time.
The thing I wanted to go into, basically talk about, can a Christian be woke? My grandmother was Christian, okay? And I'm pretty sure that everybody on this panel and all the people around, grandmothers were Christian, you know?
Mm-hmm.
These were not horrible people, you know? But the history of what Christianity has been is hard for a lot of people to swallow. It truly is. And then when you come to the discussion to say that you woke, and you woke up, you woke to what? To what they've been doing all this time? I mean, seriously. Now, the thing I want to point out, and this is for a lot of Christians or whoever might be reading the Bible, it's the reason why the Israelites read out of the King James Version, okay? Now, right there in the beginning of the book, before you even get into any chapters or whatever the case may be, it tells you right there that all the papers and everything that they got from this translation was burned in a Whitehall in Manchester, New York, in 1611. Now, what happened 3 years after that?
I'm not
1614
sure
would be 1614 would be the transatlantic slave trade. So
okay. They're
telling you right there. Not only did they get the information, not only did they steal it, but then they burned it and got rid of it, and the people that actually had it, what happened to them? They went into slavery. So for a lot of people, and I have to agree with the brother, the first caller of the brother that I heard that was talking about what he say. He said, if you're not reading in Hebrew, you know, you're basically wasting your time. And a lot of these people really are, because they don't want to take 5-10 minutes to sit down and read the translation of what something actually means. And it's actually hard to be around these people and actually believe that they are woke, because if you even mention the fact of Jesus being black, it hurts their feelings, especially the older crowd. You know?
Why do you think the older crowd, it hurts their feelings? Why do you think that?
Because I honestly believe that the indoctrination has been so tough on them. You know, it's been so hard on them. If you even ask most older people, and I'm not talking about the ones that are, you know, making $150,000 a year and things like that. I'm talking about the ones that are in the peddler station, you know, the ones that's doing the mediocre jobs, bullshit, things like that. They almost talk like slaves. Literally, and you know, I'm gonna be clear about this. I'm a sales manager, okay? And I have guys that work in, you know, they work in the kitchen and they work in other places and things like this. And even having a conversation with these guys, it's almost like I'm talking to a slave.
Can you give me an example,
you know,
of what are some of the things that they would say? In the conversation,
just like,
the way you say they're talking,
yeah, a lot of conversation. We talking or whatever, and, you know, one of my head managers will come up that's above me, and, you know, they'll start to do little shit like look down. They won't look them in the face, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or they go, yes, sir, I'm sorry, I'll get right to it, sir. Listen, you see what I'm saying? But I'm like, this is another man just like you. There's nothing special about it, but at the same time, yeah, pretty much, you know. And to me, it's just kind of, you know, the brainwashing was so strong with our older generation.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard for them to let go, because they really beat it in their ears what it is. And unfortunately for us, the younger ones, you know, we're kind of breaking free of that. But honestly, until they're gone, we won't be broke free then, you know. And a fella told me a long time ago, he said, you know, Antonio, he said, you need to understand something, because I was in the category of, you know, trying to look out for brothers and stuff like that. And I caught your entrepreneurship versus, you know what I'm saying, working a corporate job. And a lot of these brothers, man, you know, if you just took the time out, read, to read. It's amazing what you will find out. But then a lot of these guys, man, they just really believe their own theory, you know. And to me, I just honestly feel like, you know, there's no way that you can be a Christian and be woke. There's just no way. You can't take something and then try to flip it into your own, because evidently this is what people have been doing for a long time. And regardless of how long E. Dean has said Christianity had been, you know, a part of the cultures or whatever the case may be before it even came, regardless of that, you know, even if they weren't calling it Christianity, what was it before? That's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever it was, let's get to that. But that's all I got on Shay, man. I ain't got nothing else. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Now, you make a good appointment, brother. And again, it's Antonio, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I see you all the time. Thank you for calling in, my brother. I appreciate your support. Let me go ahead and give him the drum, making drum sound there, player. All right, so we got 305 people listening. I appreciate everybody. I had to do this show, right, because of the rumble yesterday and how it ended. So I want to give the fans and the subscribers of the channel a chance to weigh in on it. So I will shout out all the super chats. I definitely appreciate you. The number for those you want to call in is 646-668-2519. Again, 646-668-2519. Now, listen, at the end of the month, I will get Kevin Samuels to help with the OBS thing so it'll look a little bit more professional and all that. But the call in is 646-668-2519. And do me a favor, as you're coming in, I need 80 people to like the video for me. If you can do that, I will really appreciate that. It'll take me to 200 likes. And thank you for all the support. I'll shout out the super chats right after I get these next two calls in. So let me go ahead and go to 267. I think I know that is. 267, what's going on?
No, it ain't George again, man. It is wrong.
267.
Yo, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Who is this?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
hello?
Sir. Yes, sir. Who is this? Yes.
This is Ross from Philly. This is Ross from Philly.
Oh, okay. It is Ross. Okay, what's going on, brother?
Nothing much, man. I just wanted to answer and weigh in on this topic. And personally, I think you ain't woke if you subscribe to any religion, Christian, Islam, or whatever you have. Like, you're not woke if you are subscribed to any doctrine that is a belief. If you, as long as you believe in something, you are basically just admitting to your own ignorance that you don't know the truth of the matter of the subject. Because if you knew it, you wouldn't have to believe in it. Therefore, you're not woke.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all I had. Oh, I'm listening.
Okay. All right. You make some good points, brother. The white man is holding your ball your back, brother. I don't know if he's holding your back, brother, but can you hear me?
I can hear you. I could definitely hear you. I don't know. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I heard what you said, brother. But you got that plantation wire, brother. I'm gonna come back to you. It's raw. It's not your fault, brother. But it is raw. Has a is whack phone connection right now, brother. White man is holding you back. 843, you on the line with the brother? Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, O'Shea? Can you hear me, brother?
What up, BMT? Hold on, let me go ahead. I'm gonna give you the George Mason drum set.
Oh, man.
What's going on, fam?
So, none too much, brother. None too much. You had me, y'all had me digging into my old seminary books about this when y'all were talking about that. And
hold on. Man, white man holding you? Go ahead. Is the white man holding you back too, brother?
Nah, can you hear me now? I'm talking right in my phone. I'm talking right into my phone.
I'm trying to see. Is it my
editor
or the truth? Can you say it again?
I said I dug into my seminary books and so that way we can talk about this. Okay. So first off, but I've been listening to a lot of these guys talk about this thing. If it had not been for a lot of black people learning how to read the Bible, most Negroes wouldn't even know how to read.
Hold on,
let's first of all get
brother,
that out the way.
Brother, There's something going on with the reception, brother. Hold on a second. I'm gonna come right back to you. Let me just see if it's a problem on my end. Cause let me go to 248 real quick. 248-798, are you there? 248.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, is this 248? Yeah.
Yeah, 248. Okay. All right. What's going
okay.
on, brother?
So yeah, hey, what's going on, man? Go by Ed the Wave. I tend to troll in the comments, but there's a lot to be said here because, you know, there's different levels of religious understanding. And really, there's the what's called the exoteric versus the esoteric.
Okay, say it again. Your phone was struggling too. Say it again.
Okay, there's different levels of religious understanding. There's the EXO, EXO.
Let's go to 305. That might be my internet or something. 305, can you hear me? 305 on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello? Do you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Our Christianity is a young religion. In the pantheon of religion, it's just almost 200.
Okay, hold on. Wait. What the hell is going on with this slow ass internet? Okay, let me try one more person. I think it might be my shit. Hold on a second. 316. 316, you on line with the brother Phil. I mean, Ose, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Am I slow?
No, no, Ose, can you hear slow, me? Man. What? Yes, sir. White man was holding everybody at back. So let's go. What's going on? He. Can you talk? Okay, go ahead.
I was listening to your show last night, bro, and you did a part two on it tonight, so I called in, and that brother, that Reverend with them 30s on his Tesla yesterday, when they turn all the money into debit money, and he ain't handing out money, I mean, this brother just should make it plain. I'm not walking around like God, y'all, but I'm conveying his word. You know what I mean? These brothers really done took on these roles, man, and they getting financed by the government through the faith-based agenda. They take checks from the government. So a church would never ride for the black people in America. And that's what these dudes is holding on to that facade. You know, they got the government backing them to keep us all inside of just a mass chain of, oh, my God. You got to think, people giving millions of dollars to the church, man, and they're not making no moves for our people. And we got to come up out of that, man. We got to use our money as tools. It's not a personal thing. Money is a tool. And we spend it because we watch 30 minutes of commercial and 5 minutes of the TV show. So, I mean, if we're going to wake on up, man, let's wake on up and start putting our money into each other. You know what I mean? And don't throw it into the wind because we woke now, man. They can't trick us too much. They gave us a basketball game, so we play a game our whole life. That's the best way to stop a man from becoming a strong black man for his people. Give him a game. Have him play the game his whole life, like LeBron. But that's all I wanted to say, man. I love how woke your channel is, big brother, in this song. All right,
man. Thank you so much, man. It seems like the white man is holding my channel back, brother. So hold on. Let me turn my Wi-Fi off and come back. So y'all might get a little bit of... Okay, let's see. All right, let's see what happened here. Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can reboot my Wi-Fi real quick. Our white man was holding me back. Thank you, Brother Carl. Let me go ahead on and go to the next call. Let me try some people here. All right, let me try 909, okay? 909, you online with O'Shea? What's going on? Okay, what's going on? What's going on? Hello, brother. Brother. Okay, you play them. All right, let's go to 416. 416, you online with O'Shea. 416, what's going on?
How you doing, O'Shea?
I'm doing pretty good. What's going on?
Well, I was watching your show. I watched the program yesterday. And let me answer your question one time. You cannot be woke and be a Christian.
Okay. Why is that?
First of all, anybody that believes that there's something up in the air that's giving everybody down here instructions how to live and taking lessons from somebody for 2,000-3,000 years ago written something when they didn't even know the earth was round is crazy in my mind.
It's crazy. Well, let me ask you, what other reasons do you think that a person cannot be woke and be a Christian, in your opinion?
Because Christianity is a made-up thing, like all religions and all spirituality.
What proof do you have that it's made up?
Okay. Every story that you've heard in the Bible is from the past, correct?
I'm sorry?
Every story that we've had from the Bible, the miracles, Jesus and Moses and all these stuff, is all from the past, correct?
All from the past. What do you mean from the past? Like
2,000 years ago.
Okay, so like the story of Moses, is that in the past? I mean, I guess so, yes.
Okay. Today we are in modern days, correct? We have science. We have all kinds of stuff that can test from ancient days to prehistoric days, correct?
Yeah, I believe so. That's right.
Okay. Now, we can find evidence of something that lived over 200 million years ago, which is dinosaurs and fossils. Why can't we find any form of evidence that something that only happened 2,000 years ago? Although we could still find evidence of something that happened 5,000 years ago, which is the Egyptian pyramid.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is, with all this testing, we can find everything but religious stuff, right?
That's correct.
That's a good point. Okay. All right. So why do you think that religion is so used as a tool then?
Well, first of all, nobody reads the real Bible because we don't have one. For the first 1,500 years when there was a Bible, there was no layman men allowed to read it. Now, when this Bible was supposed to be translated by King James, he couldn't read those languages because those languages were dead languages. So how can you trust something that somebody's transcribing who cannot understand what they're transcribing?
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Well, let me do this. What's your name? What's your name for the caller?
Gary Grant.
Gary. Oh, from Canada. Gary, yeah, you always leave the super chat with a mean comment. Okay. Out of Canada. You're a real asshole. Okay. Shout out to Brother Gary out of Canada. Anybody that wants to call in and challenge this, let me go to 850. I'm going to go back to BMT. 850, you online with O'Shea. What's going on?
What's going on, O'Shea? How you doing tonight, brother?
Doing pretty good. What's going on, brother?
Nothing. I'm not really calling to challenge the previous caller. I think he's kind of spot on. I'll give my points quickly and I'll move on. I don't think you can be woke, quote unquote, because there's no evidence of probably 99% of the stuff that you read in the Bible, and most of the doctrine is miracle based. Many of us, especially black folks nowadays, are removing ourselves from religion. I grew up in a small town outside of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's called Morganza. Population like 500, no red lights, nothing like that. And, you know what I'm saying, all we had was our religion and our faith. I joined the military almost 20 years ago. And when I first got the basic training, that was my first experience of talking to people from other faiths. I grew up Baptist, but, you know, I got to meet some Muslims, you know, Catholics, Jews, and all of that. So my conclusion was, hey, you know, was the way I brought up wrong? Was the way, you know, once I got to talk to some of these folks and learn about their faith, and I pretty much just jettisoned my religion about 10 years into the military. I would call myself an atheist. I just don't believe. I don't necessarily believe in giving myself labels, but I just don't believe. You just got to show me. And like I said, I do believe that religions were created just to disrupt chaos. You know, and the further we seem to remove ourselves from religion, you get to see a lot more chaos is now starting to come into the fray. So I don't think you could be woke. Because like I said, simply everything in the Bible is miracle based. There's no evidence of it. And the main thing for, especially for black folks, that religion was given to us, you know, pretty much just to, you know, keep us from thinking on our own, man. So when we talk about the one caller who called in saying, hey, the slave mentality is real. When you start to go down south in some of these small towns like where I'm from, the way they talk to people, especially white folks, man, and just the way they believe in the Bible, and they don't really even know the Bible like that. You had one caller talking about how to actually understand the Bible if you learn Hebrew and interpret it from the Hebrew language. Most of these people don't know what they're reading, O'Shea. And so until I see proof, myself, people like me, we're just going to be further removed from Christianity until there's something that just shows us, hey, look, there's concrete evidence. But until then, I just think it's just something that, hey, we'll continue to believe in and slowly move away from, and it'll keep us prisoners. But enjoy the show, man. I'm going to donate tonight, man. Appreciate everything you do. I wish I could have seen that show last night, but, man, you're the best on YouTube, brother. And I'll listen to your comments off the air.
All right. I'm sorry about it. Thanks so much, brother. And I apologize about the sound. All right, because I forgot when I put myself on mute. It puts the mute on the caller, so it was my bad. We get the people to come back. One last call. I'm going to shout out all the super chats. Thank you to the brother Sam M. Brenshaw, as always. Thank you, my brother. All you beautiful black people out there that's being presentable on a religious show. Make sure you call in. Let me go to another caller here. Let me go to Black Male Talk and see if we can get him back on the line. 843, you online, brother. Look, the white man was calling me back. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Okay, it's me, BMT.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me put – can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so let me clarify some stuff. First of all, I'm going to actually debate for why you can be a woke Christian. First of all, the man named Jesus, or Yahweh as they want to call him, first of all, that was the first woke person that actually challenged his own religion. Let me be frank about that. Jesus went against the Pharisees, which actually ran the church. If you actually read the Bible, you would know that he actually said, you do not have to contribute to the church. You can actually do right by your fellow man, just like John the Baptist. They put him down. So in that aspect, a lot of the concepts of the black home or community are based off of the Bible. This is not no thing to guess by. This is actually, you can be proven. The thing about it is people look at the Bible and say, well, it's stories. First of all, that is actually Judaism history and Islamic history. It also goes off the basis of history of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You can literally look these guys up because literally that is Islamic and Judaism and Jewish history. The problem for the black man is he's trying to correlate his life to that of a Jewish historical based logic. That is problematic because black people in Africa are naturally spiritual, but they believe in different type of spirits from that of Judaism. See, black people really weren't so much incorporated into that of followers of the way, which that's actually what Christianity was called. The Romans called it Christianity, not actually the disciples. The disciples are actually called followers of the way. That was Jesus preaching to people on how to do right by their fellow man. The problem is that people try to prove that, well, you can't be woke and be Christian. But let's not forget that the civil rights and a lot of the movements were based off of Christianity. Treat me equal like my fellow man. Do right by me. Now, I get that it's hard for the black man to take away emotion out of it because, of course, we compel Christianity with slavery. That's natural. I mean, of course, they did say stuff about that in the Bible. Again, it is a history book by another man. Now, when y'all want to go by that King James, that's fair. But there are other versions of the Bible that you can read up on. There's more than just one type of Bible. But what happened is the black man hates Christianity because he doesn't have any type of power and influence in Christianity like he would in other religions. Like, I mean, men who are in Islam don't hate on Islam because guess what? The patriarchy in Islam is still strong. Men who are Jews, they don't hate on Judaism. Why? Because the patriarchy in being a Jew is still strong. The reason why the black man hates Christianity, because he doesn't have any type of foothold in Christianity. Let's just be honest about that. You get what I'm saying, Brother O'Shea? So naturally, whenever it comes to black people and Christianity, their type of logic has been contorted and ripped down. I mean, honestly, you go to a black church, the black woman and older men who do not benefit the black men like they used to, they have more sway. So the younger black man says, like one guy said, literally, we will be better off when those older blacks are dead. Well, I find that very interesting because those older blacks were the same ones who paved the way for most black men to do what they're doing today. That's the thing I find very interesting. If you look at a lot of the civil rights movements, they're based off of things that we learned and taught by in the Bible. So when you take that out, this is why it's hard for the black man to get any type of respect when it comes to religion, because he has not found a religion that he really knows as his own. It's just a fact. I'm not trying to shut anybody down, but when it comes to asking stuff like, well, where's your proof of the Bible is real? Well, I'm like, well, damn, go read up on King David. That's history right there. Go read up about the Ark. They found artifacts of the Ark in the mountains in the Czech Republic. Go read up on what happened when they actually looked at the bottom of the Dead Sea. They found parts of the Egyptian army stuff down there at the bottom of the sea. So if those kind of things happen, and they also found bones of giants from the Philistines, that would mean there would have to be some type of count of that stuff being real. But we can also find out there is giantism in certain areas of the world. So I'm not trying to tell men to make them believe, but that's not my job to make you believe. That's the problem with a lot of black men. If I don't see it, I don't believe it. And that's fair to say nowadays, because honestly, we've been shucked and jived by a lot of stuff. But the thing about it is, at one time, they said the black man wasn't smart enough to do X, Y, and Z, but somebody had to believe in our black asses for something. So when we look at a lot of these things that are paid tribute, yes, slavery has had some negativities that it has had influence of, and people have used religion to get means of ahead in the world, but also in the same thing, the religion has also been constructs to a lot of our progression in different societies and different other structures. So we're not going to pretend like we don't owe nothing to religion, just like we have our problems with religion. It's a double-edged sword, O'Shea.
Okay, but you make some good points. All right, brother. Check him out, Blackmail Talk. Let me just do this real quick. White man, I ain't got this new internet, man. I don't know what's been going on, man. White man been really working with my. They made me upgrade the new internet package. And once I did it, this shit ended up being worse than the other motherfucking package. So this shit just, you know, it's potent for a second. But I find myself, I think they just held me back again. All right, hold on. Can y'all see me, brothers? Okay, man, yeah, man, but Mr. Moore, man, why you hold me back, brother? Damn time on my damn internet, he's holding me back, brother. At least I go astray, brother. He's been holding me back. I just lost him. I bought these, and then it held me back. All right, Gary, rebuttal point. Okay, actually, I'll bring you on at the same time. So, Brother BNT and Brother Gary, do not hang up. I will let people address Brother BNT right now. Tony Spence, you and the brothers who defend Christianity are benefiting from it financially. Otherwise, you will only hear black women defend Christianity. Thank you, my brother, for the donation. Sam M., great show as always. Somebody got timed out. The message was deleted, but thank you for the donation. Alex Steele, thank you, brother. Black, peace from India, my brother. It's hard to keep black people professional talking about religion and politics. Props to you, my brother. Let me do this real quick, actually. Now, I got to ask a favor for the people that's in the chat now. Brother Black Heights, is one of our moderators, NBA Georgia Tech. He has 551 subscribers now. If he gets 1,000 subscribers, Parker interview, which is one of the better black CEOs, said he will give him the interview if he has 1,000 subscribers. So what I want to do is I need 50 people, because I'm trying to do this whole week. If we can get 50 people to help one of our great black young entrepreneurs, NBA graduates from Georgia Tech who has a channel based on helping African Americans, let's subscribe to him right there. I'm putting the link in the description. So I need 50 people to subscribe and hit the bell with that, right? Because he has a big interview that a brother said, one of the better young CEOs, he will come on if he hits 1,000 subscribers. Let's go ahead and help him hit that. He's currently in India doing some business right now, one of our black brothers out there. So I need people to do that. And if you hit subscribe, comment sub in the chat, all right, so I see it. So let's do that if we can for the brother. Subscribe to this channel right here. Okay, he needs 449 subscribers to get to that 1,000. Let's help the brother get to that 1,000 subscribers. I'm posting the link right there. Okay, let's give him some love. Thank you, Brother Stalwart. Thank you, Chad Berry Hart. Hit the bell on the channel, too, okay? This is a really unique channel that helps African Americans get into corporate America and entrepreneurship. Like I said, an MBA from Georgia Tech University. He's a very, very talented guy working in Malaysia, India, all over America, and all over the world. Timer, thank you, Mike Larry, thank you, Ron. Okay, let's continue to do that. Let's help you get to 600, okay? It's 551 right now. Shout out to my brother Ralph Stalwart from the building. Carl's opinion, it was me this time. LOL, LOL, Mr. Jackson. Carl, it's always you. Antonio, appreciate that level, shape is going. $20. Cortez, thank you, my brother, $10. ADOS, Goon Squad, you know ADOS. Where my ADOS people at, man? Hashtag ADOS. Good to see the family out there. We love what you're doing here. Honest and Bella, thank you. Legend. 1225. What up? Marco Grande. Business Pyramids. Josh Quick. Only time some brothers ain't woke is when they spend $10 on some doors and they get that white girl. I went to hell at $3. Mr. Grandeur is part 201 on Patreon Trump Toys. This is Soul Shake. You hired MMA Rest with the Future Center Rebel. Thank you, Brother Trump Toys. All right, let's go to 416. Brother BMT, I'm going to bring him on in a minute. Okay, Brother Gary, you on the line. I'll let you set your point, and then I'll bring in BMT back. What do you want to say, Brother Gary?
What the brother just stated, that everything that he stated to prove the Bible right was from the Bible. Please give us another source of information that proves that this thing is real.
Okay. Okay, let me bring them on right now. Okay, Brother BMT, you're on the line with Brother Gary out of Canada. I'll let you guys talk real quick, and let's see what you guys got. Go ahead, talk to each other.
Well, easy. You don't have to use the Bible. You can use the Dead Sea Scrolls. That's not the Bible. That's actually used by the Jews. If you want to go from there, you can actually go with the Quran. That goes by talking about Noah. You can find Noah's grave, and actually, if you looked on my Facebook page, I've already been to the gravesite of Noah's children and where his family is buried. That can be found in Afghanistan and Metalong. That is literally his family's, all his kids, where they're buried at, all 168 of them. So
okay,
let me stop you for a second.
Hold on a second, brother, because I don't like when you go long. Let me just stop you for a second. Is there any DNA evidence of this being Noah's family?
Yes, that is literally his family. That's his kids.
Okay.
Like, literally.
I asked the question, where can I find this DNA evidence?
You can go to Afghanistan and go ask the people. They actually have a science exhibit right there for the people.
No.
There's
actual DNA evidence. It should be in a book. I'm not supposed to ask people.
No,
I'm supposed to have
you literally. I mean, his name is Noah, and it's of Lam. Metalam. That is literally his family's city. So that gets no
more. That's written in the Quran, correct?
Yeah. Is that a Bible?
Okay. That's another religious book.
No, it's a Quran, a Bible. I want to ask you that. Is the Quran a Bible?
No, it's just another religious book, just like the Torah.
Okay.
These are all religious books.
So you can go look up in science.
This is not factual evidence. No, that.
Okay.
In whose history? That
whose
is not factual evidence from anyone.
It has to be written by a man.
It has
That's
to be
correct.
Written by
but
a man.
Which man?
I got a
Nobody
question.
Was...
So, I got a question. So, let me ask you this. Whenever they
Anything
talk much. About a scientific theory, right? Whenever they talk about a scientific
yep.
theory, how many times have scientific theories been updated and changed?
Many and many times because the science,
okay,
because
then,
the theory.
Okay,
is that, hold on, let me finish.
Okay,
you asked me a question.
So you're going
I'll answer it.
That you're
a
going
theory,
off the theory,
a
that
theory
one man
until it became a fact, and that's between
okay,
testing
wait.
And retesting.
At one time, they were correlating black people with monkeys. So was that a fact?
At one time,
was that a fact?
But
that
if you
want to
go, monkeys are our closest cousin. If you want to call anything,
monkeys
so they can call white people monkeys too.
I ain't know about you. I ain't related to no monkey, bro. If you compare yourself to a monkey,
well,
that's on
you. Hold on there,
why
brother.
Why do we not see
you,
monkeys?
Do you have any kind
monkeys?
Of scientific background? Did you do any form
saying,
of science?
Bro.
Huh?
They still don't even know how they made the pyramid. They still don't even know how they did that. So how you?
So if they, oh, okay, hold on a second. See, you just answered your own argument. If they still don't know how they made the pyramids, and we have actual facts of the pyramids, actual pyramid, right? How the
yes.
hell do they know about this Christianity when you have no actual fact? Without
okay,
you know, the only
that.
Thing
I'm
that
glad,
proves that
I'm
Christianity
glad I,
even
I'm glad
exists.
I'm glad I suckered you into that. Because
suckered me?
What?
I was wrong, man.
No, I'm about to answer that. They got it written
go
down in text that it is that an Israelite, Joseph of the Bible was over
the Bible
Egypt
again. Don't give me facts
so,
from the Bible.
I just
give me facts from other writings.
Egyptian history where they correlated an Israelite Joseph over the Egyptians. So that just proves that right there, that was factual text that is written down that an Egyptian
Joseph is not in the
in
the book of the dead or the book of the life.
No,
so
no,
he's
no,
not
no,
in the history.
Dead, oh,
that's
now,
in the
now,
Hebrew
now,
history,
count,
which
that
is right text, the Torah.
So, no, wait. I gave you straight historical correlation. You can go
you
look up
You gave me
yourself.
Facts from a religious book. You have not given
no,
me
no,
facts.
No, that was
I can give
was
you facts from
book.
Actual
I didn't
facts.
Say religious book. I didn't give you a religious book. I literally just told you history, buddy. I told you history.
History? What is history? Where did you get that history? Is it not from the Torah?
Start reading. It's called reading.
Is it not from the Torah in existence?
Science information. But when did you get
Excuse
your science
me?
Information?
Where did I get
when
my science? I look at all the... you ask a question, I'll answer. Okay. When they came out with the theory of relativity, when Einstein came out with that, do you know how many tests that they ran on that before they said, okay, this is real? Over 10,000 tests, okay? How many tests have they written on the Bible that to say this is real? This is only a man saying this. There is no factual. We're modern people now, okay?
I got a question.
We're modern people. We're not living in the dark ages. There
right.
has been not one. All these miracles that they talk about, there has never been one performed in modern times. This Bible that
you
guys
that?
Put so much faith in. Hold on, let me just finish my statement. That you put so
right.
much faith in was not allowed to be read by a regular man for 1,500 years. And by the time it was read by a regular man. Nobody could read the languages because they were dead, and that's in history.
Wait.
This is not something
wait,
I am making up. This is history.
By a regular man? You said by the time it was written by a regular man, right?
By men like me and you. We're regular men.
Wait.
Okay,
so what,
I'm not
so
talking
about,
I don't believe
back.
In no prophets
so
and all that kind of crap.
Wait, 416, let you pause back. You've been dominating the conversation.
I'm sorry. My
ahead,
bad.
Go ahead, BMT.
If we look at Roman history, they spoke of revolts and different issues that had happened for crucifixions. Now, honestly, back then, they did a lot of crucifixions. One of the biggest issues was
that was a form of punishment.
Okay, yep, correct. Now, that was a form of punishment. Now, we go off of Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate was known for keeping correction inside of different areas and different cities. Now, Pontius Pilate had a problem because keeping track of Israelites which were slaves and most likely under the heel of the Roman Constantine under the Roman Empire, that would have proven a problem. Why? Because they had to pay taxes towards Caesar. Now, if that was the case when they had that issue, now why would the Jews be asking for a king to rise up? Because I mean, honestly, why would they be asking for a king or making any kind of correlation of any type of people that was promising them by David?
Okay, I'll answer your question. Very simple.
Go ahead.
You brought up Constantine. When did Constantine live?
No. I answered the question.
No.
You said you'll answer the question. Don't answer the question with a question.
Okay, no. I'm just going to show you what your whole thing just said didn't make sense. Okay, here, watch this. Constantine lived in the 300s, correct?
Go ahead.
Am I wrong?
Go ahead.
Okay, Constantine lived in the 300s. Now, you're telling me that Jews were waiting for their Messiah. Jesus is supposed to be dead for over 300 years. So how can they be waiting for something that Constantine talked about? That doesn't make any sense, my brother. One thing,
don't get it wrong, eh?
Like, I grew up a Christian, okay?
Right.
I've studied religion from Buddhist to Muslim to Krishna to the four that's in India. And then you know what I found out all of them are? They're all the same. They just control people. Because
now,
all of this stuff,
hold on, let me finish.
All of this stuff, all based on your beliefs. Not facts, belief. Now, you said
the white men believed that black men were monkeys back in the day.
They also believed that the moon was made out of cheese. Is the moon made out of cheese?
Okay, 416. Let's let BMT, and I'm going to go for the call. Go ahead, BMT. And then
I'm sorry, my brother. Go ahead, my brother. Let me listen to you.
Let's look at that. So far, for the majority of the point, the Bible, from what we're looking at, has been correlated and written by different authors. But somehow, these authors somehow managed to all line up the same history and the same facts. Mind you, whenever, again, for black people, I want you to understand, whenever they talk about lineage in the Bible, they go off of the lineage of the man. They don't go off the lineage of a woman so much as they go off the lineage of a man. My father is Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob. They will go down a lineage. When they're talking about lineage, see, this is the problem for a lot of black young men, because you can't go back to your lineage and talk about, yo, who's my daddy? But see, the Jews, they can't.
No. You got that wrong, young man. But you said that with me. You got that wrong.
Calm down. Calm down,
sorry,
man. I'll let you talk. So the problem with it is this. Because what goes on is we try to correlate a lot of their stuff and their logic to us when they got different customs and religion. They could not cook pork like they could now. They could not do things like they do now because they didn't have the technology. Ruled by different rulers, run by different people. So whenever you're trying to understand that of the rules of a Babylonian and Sumerian that they have been enslaved by, yes, their Bible and their histories have almost been wiped out but replaced and given right back to them. That can change a lot of different things. You're trying to understand something that you weren't even alive for. Like, that's just like them saying black people were eating and shitting and in the dark ages cannot do African stuff. Somebody's telling your history, but you're not writing your history. So you got to understand, black people are predominantly mad at Christianity because you don't control Christianity. That's just the biggest issue that a lot of black people have with Christianity. You don't run it. It's not your religion.
Okay.
So that's why you complain the way you do. Not my problem. Just
yours. Okay. Let me go back. Shout out to BMT and Brother Gary. Let me go ahead and use my number. Shout out to ED with the big 100. I'm going to reissue chat. Love, see, thank you all the people, man. Get the likes up on the video. Thank you for those of you who have subscribed to Black Heights. He's got 14 more subscribers. So that's 565. We're on our way to 1,000, right, for the brother. 435 subscribers left. Okay? 435 subscribers left. Let me go to, let's see, 3. Oh, okay, there's a private caller here. Private caller, you've been holding for a minute. What's going on with you? Hello? Private caller. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is that me?
How you doing, man?
That
is you. Yes. I'm doing pretty good. What's going on, my brother?
Okay, now listen, I'm a little bit, a little confused because obviously everybody talked about old stories and Bibles and this and that. And the last brother was talking and he got it right because a lot of the times the stories are repeated from other stories before that. If you ever heard of like Mithra, and you heard of Horus and you heard of Krishna, it's pretty much the same story as Jesus. Not that much of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a whole different time, whole different region. And people like to treat it as if it was like an actual history or an actual something that actually happened. But in the end, it just turns out that it's just stories that people passed along. And further after that, I've been to many of those places, and it's just a way for them just to enrich themselves. And if you like it, you pay. And that's pretty much it. No, nothing factual. It's a belief. I mean, it's a belief. I mean, you can believe that the Lakers are the best and or whatever. You can believe whatever you want. But then in the end, there's no actual proof or nobody has really real facts. You know, there's stories. But then again, the further back you go into time, in another region you go, you find something similar.
Okay. All right, now here's a problem that I just had. Man, my MacBook has never done this. It's froze.
It froze?
How the hell do I... Yeah, okay. How to unfreeze my MacBook. Click the Apple... Man, I can't even... Man, white man's holding me back, brother. Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, listen. Yeah, man. Oh, my God.
And I go a little bit. Can you hear me? Are you still on?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah,
and I go a little bit further, man. I mean, I live in South America. I'm in Colombia, and a lot of all of those ancient also tribes have stories also, you know, of things that they saw and things that happened and God this, God that, and in the end you think, you know, it's what the hell is it? And there's no real proof. It's just belief. You can believe whatever you want in the end, but nobody can really say, okay, this is what really happened, as a, you know, something, you know, some video or something.
Okay. So let me do this, my brother, because the white man held me back. Now on YouTube, I don't know what's been going on, man. My computer messing up, and so let me log in and see if the stream is still going, because the Blog Talk Radio is not running to my computer.
All right. Well, listen, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I got off the phone. It was a pleasure to talk to you. I'm the one who sends you Colombian pesos. You know, that sounds in thousands.
Oh, that's right.
But, you know.
Yeah. How, are you from America?
Yeah, but I live in Colombia. Yeah, man. I actually, my. I love it, man. I don't want to go nowhere. Akitunde actually turned me on to you, so. Shout out to him if he's listening.
Okay. Akitunde Nation. Yeah, that's my buddy out there in D.C. Yeah, man. So let me see what's going on with the y'all out of Kane.
I'll talk to you some other time, brother. Thanks, man. Talk to you later. Good luck.
Okay, peace out.
Peace.
All right. Let me go ahead and resume the hangout on the air. You know, because the white man is holding me back, brother. I don't know what's going on, man. It's not even me. I'm getting held back, brother. I'm just getting held back, brother. Okay, I'm back, y'all. I'm back. Can y'all hear me? It was holding me back, brother. They held me back, brother. Can y'all hear me, brother? All right, it held me back. Let me log back into the Blog Talk Radio, man. I got held back, brother. My computer, they conspiring against me, brother. I believe it's not even the white man at the time, man. I think it's I think it might be black liberals or black conservatives. I blame ABL and Black Lives Matter because they're holding me back right now, brother. They don't, you know, I made fun of ABL yesterday, and I think he got mad at me, man, and he decided to start him and Candace Owens is holding me back, brother. And then now they switched turns with the liberals. And they holding me back, brother. So I don't know. All of them, the white man got the day off, and I'm still getting held back. 510-310, you're on the air.
510, what's up? It's AM1 out of the town. Up
what
in California, what's good?
Let me get you to George Make Your Drums out, my brother. White man holding
waiting
me back.
On here.
Go ahead and spit some game for him, brother.
Waiting on here 26 minutes for long-winded ass BMT and that other caller over here talking about some nonsense. Fucking around, and then
right,
your
shit right.
Janky is fucking the background. I'm like, nigga.
I know, man. They hold me back, man. It was arguing. They had a little bit of debate. Go ahead, brother. What's going on?
Yeah, you had to rumble crack it again. Shout out to my dude, BMT. He took my shit I wanted to call in with, because I'm like, if you officially dead-ass believe everything in the Bible and it's infallible, then off top, you believe there were giants in the earth in those days. I like to point that out, because you can hit a lot of Christians over the head with that. First of all, you can say, have you even read the Bible cover to cover? Most Christians I've ever asked that have been like, oh, no, and remix that. And I'm like, you know, you sound like a bunch of bullshit, right? That sounds stupid. You believe in this information
right.
wholeheartedly as infallible truth, but you ain't even read the damn book. But somebody had to interpret it for me because I don't understand how they wrote that. And I'm like, well, you know, that's a translation too, right? There's a lot of bullshit. But to the giants, there were giants in the earth in those days. The Nephilim, the Rephaim, we're talking about giants. We're talking about some whole other type of beings that made it with the daughters of men. Like, let's get into that. Let's talk about the book of Enoch. Let's talk about chariots of fire coming out of the sky. Let's talk about those things, and let's see if the Christians that truly believe in this stuff understand and accept the idea that there are some type of other beings that are intelligent type of beings operating back in those days, or maybe even still now. You see, when you get into those kind of things, a lot of people will be like, oh, well, I don't know about that. Well, you can't take it literally then, but wait a minute. It's the word of God, right? Like, how do you get to pick and choose? Like, there was giants, right? The giants that walked on the earth, like, what's the deal? You see where I'm going with that, Osha?
Yeah, I see what you're talking about.
You see what I'm saying? It's just funny to me because it's like people want to pick and choose and cherry pick what they want to believe. There's some interesting stories in this piece of book, a piece of material, how it's compiled over all these centuries, and it does come from stories that are even older than the Bible itself being retold, and then the idea of how it connects into actual theology. There's a whole lot of elements to this that a lot of people just don't want to see, and as far as I can tell, it has done more to hold back people from my genetic lineage than to push us forward. So this all sounds like a bunch of, I don't want to say bullshit to me, but it's a bunch of stuff that's not helping move our people forward. Who cares where it came from? If it started with black folks, if Jesus was black, if Jesus even existed, what is it doing for us now? That's my biggest thought process. But by that logic, Christian, Islam, whatever, how woke are you if what you're doing in life ain't leading to no real progress? That's woke to me. You see what I'm saying?
Wait.
What'd you say?
You said, how woke are you if it's not leading to no real progress, right?
Yeah, exactly. How woke are you if it's not leading to no real progress? Or are you just pacifying yourself? Are you just placating yourself? Making yourself feel real good, feel cozy? Well, I'll see the pearly gates of heaven and the gold, the streets of gold when I die? Like, what about now? What about the rest of your life? What if you're 20 and you got 60 more years slated for you? Like, you're supposed to just suffer me broke as fucking dusty and raggedy praying and not taking the real action? Come on. I don't know. I can't see it happening. But that's all I want to say. Call in, talk a little bit of shit, say what's up to you. After being on hold. Well, I talked to you for like 6 minutes after being on hold for like 30.
It was long, but go ahead and let everybody know what's up with you. And where you,
Oh, yeah, All Studios Oak. I just got a new studio space. I do multimedia graphic design. I got my own urban media brand, All Studios. We rock out with a lot of hip-hop, a lot of black music, media, entertainment, events, graphic design, multimedia, allstudiosoak.com, allstudiosoak.com. O'Shea, we just did the rebrand going into 19, got the new studio space. I'm trying to tell you, next time you're in the space,
you
up in the town.
Yeah, man, I got so All Street Looks AM1 for the cutout, but yeah, I'll be back in America in about 2 months. I'm gonna come down here and fuck with you, man, and cop some of your stuff, man. So, again, shout out to AM1. You know, like I said, I remember when he was a subscriber, but now you turn on Black YouTube, man, he's everywhere. He's in the community, you know what I mean? And so shout out to AM1, man. He's a real force out here in Black YouTube, man. He came right from the Manosphere here, and he's doing his thing, man. So shout out to the brother. Let me go to 757. You on the air, man. What's going on with you?
Hey, can you hear me?
757. Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. Okay. Well, I want to start it off by just letting everybody know that the whole main thing about the Bible is Jesus Christ. And everybody's just talking about this point here, that point here, this point there. Jesus Christ didn't come to earth for us to talk about our money, for us to talk about our houses, or our wives, or none. It's all about spiritual things. The greatest gift is when we die, is we get to be with our Father in heaven. And people forget that. Mm-hmm. People are more worried about money or about religious, or about the military, or about the government, or about, oh, the white man, or this or that. I mean, even when you guys used to do the Brother Pill podcast, you guys would talk about women, how, okay, these women would turn into, they would screw over dudes, you know, divorce them, take their money, do this, do that. And then on one angle, you guys are telling us stay away from women. On a whole another point to as well, you guys are telling us to smash them and use them and dump them, but these still women still go out and still sleep with innocent brothers, and the cycle just keeps repeating itself. Because at the end of the day, when Jesus was in the desert, who was he? Who did he meet? He met Satan. What did he tell Satan? He said, yo, this is your kingdom. He's the God of this earth. The white man is against us. Everybody's saying the church, Christianity. At the end of the day, when you read the Bible and you read what Jesus said, you know the truth is that the Catholic Church did most of the shit. They started slavery with the transatlantic slave trade with, is it Pope Innocent III? Yes, when you would preach Jesus Christ's words, yes, they would take you to the cross and they would burn you. We know that. But at the end of the day, when you still read scripture and you actually go deep into it, you find out that, yes, Christianity was in Africa way before what was in Europe. If people read Acts, in the book of Acts, you have the Philip preaching to the Ethiopian eunuch. What did he do when he went to Ethiopia? When Queen Sheba, where did she come? She came from Cush. She went to still go meet Solomon. You know, it has always been with us black people. At the end of the day, it's not about, oh, we're better than the white man, or, oh, we're better than, it's all about love, following Jesus' commandments, love God more than yourself, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. People say, oh, why would I want to do that? Do you want your neighbor to steal from you? No. Do you want your neighbor to lie to you? No. Do you want your neighbor to kill your daughter? No. Do you want your neighbor to fuck your wife? No. But nobody follows his Jesus' commandments, and then when everybody breaks them, people get mad at God. But God gave us the ability for free will. And the funniest thing is that God never said that, oh, he needs us. We're the ones that need him. Jesus Christ said, look, I can turn these stones into people that can worship me better than all of y'all. But nobody wants to do that. Yes, our pastors are fake. Jesus Christ was against these pastors. They're 501c churches. They make money. It's even worse in Africa. In Africa, it's even way worse. You know. But Jesus Christ never told you to go and meet this man and go make him your teacher. You know? What people are doing today, they're doing Paulianity. They're following Paul. Jesus Christ preached against Paul, but people don't even know that because they don't read their Bible. All they do is listen to their pastor. The pastor's stealing your money, getting rich off your money, and these are the same things Jesus was talking about, and people never listen. People don't read, and they call themselves educated. Just if you actually, to really know the truth about life is to really read Christ, to know Christ. I've spoken to Muslims, I've asked Muslims, okay, what did Muhammad say you can do 100% that's going to get you into heaven? They all go, they don't know. Jesus Christ said, believe in me, follow my commandments. If it said everybody to go find God, it's on top of Mount Everest, everybody would run to Mount Everest. If it was to say, oh, go and fight a lion with your bare hands, everybody would go and fight a lion with your bare hands. But all he asks is to believe. That guy said, they said the earth was flat. Okay, you want proof? Were you in space? Were you in space to see that the earth was round? He didn't. You guys say the white man's alive, but when the white man says, 1 plus 2 equals 3, you believe the white man. But then over here, the white man's a liar. Why should we believe everything he says? You know? And the problem is people always think Africa is so way back. I mean, come on. If you read tales of when the Portuguese went into the Benin Kingdom, they'll even tell you that, yo, their kingdoms are even greater than the ones we have back at home. Same thing when you look at just simple Mexico City. The Spaniards saw, with the Indians, the Aztecs, and they said that their home is more better than theirs. You know, but back to the main point is just, people should just read what Jesus was talking about. You know, he said the greatest man on earth was John the Baptist. And what did John the Baptist do? He was in the desert eating grasshoppers, covered in fur, you know. Yeah, so I mean, it's not about the money. It's not about having the big house. It's not about the cars. It's not about this. It's not about that. It's all about getting into heaven. We don't deserve heaven. We're all pieces of shit. I'm a piece of shit. No offense to you, but you're still a piece of shit. We're all pieces of shit, you know. And the thing that we need to do to cleanse ourselves, the thing we need to do to cleanse ourselves is to be with our Father. That's just it. I want to be there. I want the white man to be there. I want the white woman to be there. You know, it's not about I hate my neighbor or I hate this or ADOS this. Yo, I mean, I pay reparations to you all the time. I think you see me, Obio Kagwali, my $2 every single time I'm paying my reparations, my little reparations. But it doesn't matter. You know, you're still my brother. The white man is still my brother, whether we want to hate each other or not. I mean, I don't want to sleep with this wife, and I don't want him to sleep with mine. That's just it. And Jesus made it so simple. He shed his blood. You know, I don't have to do anything special or crazy or anything like that just to get into heaven. And that's just it. The truth that people should really ask themselves is, do you want to go to heaven and be with God? And people say, no, you want to live your life the way you want to live your life? Go ahead. Nobody's stopping you. But don't get mad when somebody screws your daughter. Don't get mad when somebody shoots your wife. And then say, why? Nobody's following God's commandments. That's why we're in the shit that we're in right now. And that's it. If you don't want to believe in God, then fine. Then just be okay with it. It's okay if a gay dude wants to fucking another gay dude in front of your son and indoctrinate your son. It's okay then. You say, but then you get upset. Why are you upset? You don't believe in God. You say you don't believe in God, but you want to get married. Why? Why do you want to get married? Do what you were doing. Just do what you were doing. You know? And that's just that people are talking about aliens, this, that, blah, blah, blah. Okay, look about Aleister Crowley. Aleister Crowley said he summoned a demon. The first demon Aleister Crowley summoned looked exactly like freaking Yoda in Star Wars. Nobody talks about that. Nobody says that. Nobody knows about Aleister Crowley. I'm in Florida. Everywhere I drive around Florida, Freemason stickers on everybody's back of the car. Everybody says, oh, I'm learning truth. What truth? What light? It's a secret. Shh, 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 shh. When they get up to the top, they find out they got to start sacrificing people, shedding people's blood, doing evil, demonic shit. We know the police are fucked up. We know what they got to do. Our politicians, we know what they got to do. When you want to get up there and try and make a change, what do? They whack you. They kill you before you can do anything. Your pastor is a liar. The only person that spoke truth is Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. Someone's going to call you and say Muhammad. But I'm going to say that, you know what? What did Muhammad do? How many wives did Muhammad have? Look at the life he lived and compare his life to the way Jesus Christ lived. And look at his life. You know, someone's going to call up again and say, oh, Jesus, what about the missing years in his life? He was a carpenter. He was with his father. It's not, he wasn't American. He didn't have to run away from home. His dad would whoop his ass. He was obedient. That's just it. We just don't live in those times right now. And I don't want to be long-winded with it or anything but I
thought... You already was long-winded, my brother, but it's all
good. I'm sorry, man. I apologize.
Thank you, but that's all right. You was preaching, brother. All right. Thank you for the brother calling in. Listen, man. White thing is not going to be to do this stream tonight, man. So listen. It's 3:22 a.m. I'm tired of niggas. So, you know, basically... Is 82 minutes. The stream keep cutting out, man. So listen, I'll try again this week. Part 3. All right, but let me just shout out, man, because like I need to unplug my internet box. And if I plug the internet box, the stream is going to go out. I have to start another one. So, you know, instead of inconveniencing people that's trying to watch the stream, it's not fair to everybody to you know, be watching the stream and get into it, and the stream be cutting out and shit. So. I need to have these people come out here and see. Here we go again. See, it cut out again, man. I don't know what's going on with this goddamn thing. Hey, Mr. Jackson, when you're here in America, when you come into America, Las Vegas, thank you, brother. Carl, no, Sacramento. Mitchell Lewis, come on the top ropes like on you like Jimmy Sigel every day. Thank you. I love you, Charlie. I've never been religious as much as been pushed on me. Even at 4 years old, I thought praying to God about hardship was some BS. Many books are full of lies. Who decides which one is truth? Love, see out of Florida, Johnny P for the O'Shea dance. E.D. Cole, thanks for giving me the time to speak on the platform. For your information, the first caller, Mr. Richardson, was given a full refund for the time he was in my course. His business, not personal. My course was before him. I wish him much success in this training of an entrepreneur. Gary Grant, thank you. Everybody, thank you for the support, man, on the show. I apologize about, the motherfucking thing. But do me a favor before I go, though. Brother Black Pipe, again. We're trying to get up to 1,000 subscribers, okay? He's one of our best. Damn, man. What keep going on with this shit? Man, they are holding me back, brother. Do me a favor. Who will subscribe to Black Heights to help him get to 1,000 subs, 555. I need 35 people subscribe to this. Yeah, man, it's holding me back. So I need you guys before we leave, man. Do me a favor. Let's subscribe to Black Heights YouTube channel. We got 206 people here. So if we get all of those people to subscribe to this channel, help them get to that amount of people, man. Before we go, hit the bell on this channel and Damn, man, it keeps fucking up. All right, y'all, I gotta get up out of here. I gotta plug the internet.